Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. There's a new development in the legal battle over how much media witnesses can see during Tennessee executions. The case itself has not been decided, but the state's Supreme Court is temporarily blocking a lower court's order that would have allowed more media access in the execution scheduled to happen next month. The state's current procedure for lethal injections does not open curtains to allow a view of the chamber until the person being executed is already restrained, lying down, and has their IV line in place. The curtains are then closed before the death is pronounced. A coalition of news organizations, including Nashville Public Radio, brought the suit, saying witnesses have a constitutional and statutory right to observe executions in full. Attorneys for the state refute those claims and say it's important that witnesses never see the people carrying out executions. Judges who refuse to comply with Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials could be removed from the bench under a proposal advancing in the Tennessee State House. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports that this is happening as ICE is arresting people showing up for court in Middle Tennessee.
The ACLU and the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition signed a joint letter urging judges to stop arrests from happening inside their courtrooms. The coalition's legal director, Spring Miller, is concerned.
Because what it means is that people who are, you know, showing up in good faith to address minor traffic infractions are at risk of being detained.
Shelby Webb, a paralegal and Spanish interpreter, had similar concerns when she testified against a statehouse measure to remove judges that defy ICE.
The effects extend well beyond any one case, and if this bill is enacted, defendants will not appear, witnesses to crimes will not testify, victims may not report crimes at all.
Legal advisors for the legislature say that the bill won't change much because there's already a process to investigate judges who break the law. Republican Senator Kerry Roberts says the proposal would give the court more guidance as immigration enforcement efforts ramp up in the state.
That this would make it clear that this would be misconduct on behalf of a judge.
The bill now moves to the Senate, having already passed the House. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.